Hilchos Mila, Perek Beis, and Gemot, conclude Hilchos Mila, and begin Seder HaTfilos. So Perek Beis, Rambam discusses how we perform the Bris Mila. Lach Alef Hakol Kshein Lomel, everybody is fit to give a Bris, Rafilo Ha'oro, even one who doesn't have a Bris himself. The Eved, the servant, the Isha, the Katan, Manam B'makim She'in Ish, Avagoy L'yom HaKla'al HaGoy, he can never make a Bris, should never make a Bris, V'imal, if he does make a Bris, Ein Etzach Lachsov L'mulei Shnia, we don't require another act of making a Bris. With any item we can perform the Bris, even with a rock, with a schuchis, with a piece of glass, anything that is sharp that can cut. One shouldn't use as a knife the edge of a reed, because it could slip and something bad could happen. It's best to do it with a piece of iron, whether with a razor or scissors. No, we call you still besakin. The prevalent practice is to use a knife. Base case of Meilin. Chaitchin is called Hoyer Chifis HaTorah, Asher Tizgala called HaTorah, remove the upper layer of skin. Achakach Hoyerin, Asakrum Harach, Shalamatim in Oy Batzipin, and then we rip off with our nail the lower layer of that covers that Makim, Machzir Lakan Olakan, and we pull down that skin. Achirov is HaTorah, so that the edge of the Makim Emila is recognizable. Achakach Baitit Samila, Achiyeti Adam, and Kemis Rachekim, then applies his mouth to that place to suction out the blood, so that the baby doesn't end up in a dangerous situation to help the circulation. We demote him from his position. After he has mitzitz, he covers it with a bandage. Yeah, exactly. A certain pieces of skin that require the male to go back and do another act of bris, and there's certain pieces of skin that don't require the male to go back and recheck what's happening. If there's a piece of skin that covers the majority of the height of the atare, so considered like an aru, this piece of skin has to be removed. The majority. But if there's still a piece of the exterior skin that is covering the base of Akim, he has to remove it. Only minority of that skin remains. It only covers the minority of that mocking. That is a piece of skin that doesn't withhold the kashrus of the bris. As long as he is involved in the act of mila, he should go back and fix and remove a piece of skin, even if mikra din is not ma'akiv, because he's sidewise he's dealing with the bris. As long as he's cutting and doing mitzitza, he should still go back
What happens if he does?
So you see, so Peirish, if he stopped, if he already wrapped up the baby, if it's a piece of skin that is ma'ak with the bris, he has to go back and cut it off. If one cuts the exterior layer of skin without ripping with his finger, the nail, the interior layer of skin, he has to cut it with a knife and do kriya and mitzitza. Hey, cotton should sort it out. A baby whose skin is very soft or hanging, a shohi bal boster who had a lot of flesh, a chiro kilo inimo, looks like he doesn't have a bris bechlal. But in a shiskasha, we assess if he has a bris when he has a kishur. Im nirashuhu mimo, if it seems like he has a bris, and it's our klum. Fine, because he has a bris. With a sack and a boster, we can't even cut up the manas rainis. Never, he has to fix his skin in a way so that there shouldn't be the issue of optics. Even when he has a kishoy, the eir is still chayfa isim makim. Kishoy is when a man wants to beat his wife, he has a kishoy. So chayzen, that's when you see if there's a piece of skin that has to be removed. That is, if that time when he's having a kishoy, the bris is still, he doesn't have a bris, that is when you have to remove it. Even if it looks like he still has the arla, that the male gave him a bris, he doesn't have to go through. So the male removes a layer of skin. Now, if it looks like even after the male removed it, that he didn't remove anything, then I say you're okay. Because people might say he doesn't have a bris, so he should remove another layer of skin. Fine. we do all the necessary practices for bris on Shabbos. Milan, you do milah, priya, peirim v'metitz, metitzah, chazer al tzis v'namak v'nafak v'shepesh, and he goes back to attend the baby, to tend to the baby, to remove these pieces of skin that are ma'ake, but tzitzin she'in ma'akvin kosmin shlekirish, and to attend to tzitzin that do not pass all the bris, as long as he's still involved with the baby, and applies a bandage. Avo, machshirei milo, when it comes to items that are necessary to perform the bris, in and dechnas ha-shabos, keitzad, reishalimotzo sakin, if he doesn't find a knife, in eisen sakin ha-shabos, he cannot prepare a knife. V'lemivin eisen ma'akim ha-makim, will bring it from place to place. Afilo b'mavi she'inim uriv. Even to bring it through a mavi from chatzah to chatzah, but through a mavi doesn't have an eruv. Even if you know some when eruv did devreihem nitchem if mihavoy sasakin, however, shall we made of Shabbos because it could have been arranged before Shabbos. We do not say that this derabanan, this tikkun of eruv of sheet of mavi, should be overruled by something you could have arranged beforehand.
That's what
you do. So you make sure before Shabbos they have the knife where you need it. So matanish, yeah, you take a stack. Zayin, gotta in a bereish, you gotta see ahead what's happening. We don't grind the herbs to make medicines. When mechim in lachamin or heat of water, the ain oisim esplanas or create the bandage in teif and yain v'shemen or make a mixture of wine and oil. Leis shachar kamin meir Shabbos, if one didn't grind cumin before Shabbos, leis v'shinav v'naisen.
So on.
Yeah, so he would bite
cumin,
it.
Cumin,
yeah.
You cut yourself, you
cut cumin. As I stated, yeah. Vim leitaraf. Vim leitaraf. Vim leitaraf. If one didn't make this mixture of wine and oil, nesin zela atmi, zela atmi. He applies first the wine, then the oil. That call kosh eshel I say some of Shabbos. Anything you do before Shabbos, ain't a day of the Shabbos. It doesn't overrule the Shabbos. Elam shachov leichino machshirin. Tedacha mila shlishi. If you forgot and you didn't prepare the knife, move on to do the next thing. You gave the baby bris, and now the hot water that you prepared and the tablets that you prepared got lost, got spilled. So instantly, hakab b'Shabbos, we prepare everything. We heat up the water with nishu sakana hilo. The tinek is in a dangerous situation. Markim shadak in the hachitz sakana, a place where the market, the customers, we bathe the baby. Machitzan is b'Shabbos b'im hemilo. Benifne milo, benachar milo. Before, after the bris, b'shlishu shalmilo shacholis b'Shabbos. On day three, like from Abba Rabino, day three is also dangerous. Ben Chitas Kol Gufi, Ben Chitas Mila, Ben Becham Shuchma, Meru Shabbos, Ben Becham Shmichim, and Loi B'Shabbos, Nishu Sakana Hilo. And the is, being that the baby on day one and day three is in a dangerous situation, you can heat up water on that day. Da Shachu Lehivu Sak Meru Shabbos, if one forgot to bring a knife before Shabbos, Eimnim Lagoi, we tell the guy, Lohavi Sak Meru Shabbos, Lavad, Shlehavi Eise Derech Shusir Abim, he shouldn't bring it through the Shusir Abim, who's instead of a hitzah is midei raisa, klalu shul davar, kol davar shasi yasi, that I'm going to get into this more in Hilchos Shabbos, but kol davar shasi yasi b'Shabbos asura aleinu, mishum shavus, something we also do with the Rabbanon, mutalanu leima lagoi, la'asas oisei, we can tell a goitut kadei la'asas mitzvah b'zmano, for the fulfillment of a mitzvah in its right time. The davar, therefore, he can take it through a mavi, he can tell him to take it through a mavi. The davar shasi yasi b'Shabbos asura aleinu, for example, to carry it from Mishus Yachad through Mishus Rabim, we are for Mishul Melache. Us alone, the Lamer Gilasis B'Shabbos, we cannot tell you to do it for us on Shabbos. Yud Machshirei Mila items that one uses to do the bris, Afilu Bismano, even if it turns out to be on day 8, in Dechen is Yomtiv. Man, in Dechen Shabbos, in Dechen is Yomtiv. However, if Shalasis, Mere of Yomtiv, Bakabachim and Advanim, Mloy Doch Machshirei Mila Shavos, Shimid Vreyam, if the Machshirei Mila don't override a Shavos, which is Midra Banon, Hey, Chitru Lysis Shabbatera. How can we say that they should be deichalis se shabateira? Avo sheikin la samana b'yem tov, we may however grind herbs in yatov, however ruim l'kideira, because it could be used for a pot to prepare food, a teifon la yayin v'shem, because again, these items can also be used for food. Fine. Perik, what is this midday, what is this kalbachim that the Rambam is brings down over here? Kalbachim, loy doch mechshiri mil l'shvus shum midivreyem, mechshiri mil l'shvus loy doch mechshiri mil l'shvus shum midivreyem, to take, as we mentioned before, we cannot ourselves take the machshiri mila through a mavi that doesn't have an eruv. So if we cannot be over a derabanan, how should we say should be over?
Yom tov asur melacha
min torah. Yeah. Exactly. Oh, very good. Perigim olach. In this period, I'm discussing the brachis of mila. And the chashivas of mila, the one who gives a bris, mavar kedin shiyom l'sheker tronim says b'tzivan al hamila. If he was giving a bris for somebody else's child, V'mal benayif was giving birth to his own child. Mavarich litzivonu lomu esaben. Mavi haben mavarich bracha acheres. The father makes another bracha. Baruch Hashem mitzvonu lachem v'shegishonu. He says litzivonu nachnis bebrisa shel Avraham Avinu. Shemitzvon la'av lomu zbenayi yaser la'mitzvah shemtzuvun kol Yisrael shemu kol arush shobineim. Because it's incumbent on the father that he give his son a bris more than the general inyan that there should be no uncircumcised amongst Chal Yisrael. If he got him, ain't Shomav, his father isn't there, ain't Mavarch and Echin, Baruch Hazo, only the father should make this Baruch. Yes, Mishahiri Shivarcha is a basin, a Echaz Minam, being during Lazaskin, that those who pass in that the basin of the godfather of the child should make this Baruch, but we don't do so. Base. Im ho yu shom aim dem, if there were people present, im kashem shech nisati, shech nasti, la bris, kach tachnis lo teiro, lo chup, la meisim teiro. Im hakach mavarech avi ben, no? Brave am. Then the father, the male, one of the those attending makes the bracha, performing bracha baruch Hashem, came with him, Kila she did me bet and vachik v'sheiri sam, v'tzav chasam beiz v'rizkeil shakim v'rizchar zeis, keil chaychol kino, v'ad tzureinu tzavi kitzvaz, kitzivis ala kidei shumah atzi yididus, sheireinu mishachas baruch Hashem keis abriz, v'vi haben mevarech shechim. That mal sagerim, one gives the bris to gerim, mevarech baruch Hashem, came with him, shakir shonim, sezim tzivan Allah sagerim, v'hat min adam bris, She molly dam bris and if skaimer shemaim var shenamet im leiv risu yom avalaylo chuk yom shemaim var esli samti. I think it's one of the only brachas that have a pasuk inside the bracha. The only bracha. Hey, amalas avli. One is giving a bris to his avid. Baruch baruch tashem mekinam achim shekashonim seisu b'tzivon olam esalavodim hatam mehem dam bris. She molly dam bris and if skaimer shemaim var shenamet leiv risu yom avalaylo chuk yom shemaim var esli samti. Okay, also mila by avod. Vibal avid shalachem is giving a bris to servants of other people. Baruch al mila salavodim, not lam el salavodim. Adam God, the one is giving a bris to an adult, he has to cover that makim before he gives him a bris to make the brachim. Then he uncovers and gives him the bris. Geir Shmuel, kedem she is guy, the cotton shneid mal. Geir, who had the bris before he became a yid, and a cotton who was born with the bris, so you have to do a toughest dam. So kishmatif from him dam bris when we extract blood, ain on tzrichim brachim, doesn't require brachim. Chin and regenus in mevarchin al milasi, neisha ain avada. Zayn goyish tzarich lachdech or lasim. The makish chin shenil ba'ah. For they had to remove the arlo because for medical reason. Also, the sor lachdech lo yisa a yid cannot give this guy a bris. Kashi. So fine. We're gonna discuss it afterwards. Shagoyim lemaylo neisam idei misa lemerida neisam ayla. We don't. We're neutral with them. We don't push them into a bay like masrim. And on the other hand, we don't. Help them leave a dangerous situation. Even though ideally mitzvah is being done with this medicate, with this process, his intent is not to fulfill the mitzvah. Only for the four. If his intent is for the mitzvah, i.e., to become a gay, then we talk and make him a bris. Otherwise, not. If
what did they do?
Hold on a second. If the intent of the gay is to be talking to get a bris. And to become Yid Mutli Yisrael Lama Loisa, Yid can't give him a bris. Sakasha? That's exactly what I was referring to. Fine. Okay, we'll discuss it afterwards. Chesim Osi Hi Arlo. So I'm paying in Tony, you cannot give a no. If it's not for the purpose of a bris.
It's definitely, but it's for anything else you're not allowed to do. If you want to heal someone, you're not allowed to, okay?
For refuah, so when it comes to refuah, bechlam medake eva, you can do it if you get paid. But it's not that I'm discussing. I'm specifically discussing. Give a goy bris. Fine. So in halacha ches and tes, which we'll conclude hichos mila with, Rebbe has a nice beard, and he explains that mila is unique. There are two aspects to mila. There's mila as a yosod of yiddishkeit, and there's mila as it relates to the other mitzvahs. So in halacha ches, Ram is going to discuss how the bris, mila, the mitzvah of mila is the yaseita yiddishkeit, and lacha tes will discuss the godless of mila as it relates to every other mitzvah. Inside lacha ches, ma'usi hi ha'arla, shinizganu ba ha'rashoyim. Again, the Rambam is putting the rashoyim on one side, the goyim, different gisayis. Shneme ki kol ha'goyim ha'reilim. U'gedoy lihi ha'mila, shloi nikra avarma vino, shalim at shemal. Shneme hisach lefone ve'yetamim ve'etno brisi b'inu v'inach v'cholim yifi brisi shal avarma vino, v'nich or lasoyim ha'shacher. Anybody who let his bris, or let it grow back, as it was before he got a bris, because again, he's not distinct from the goyim as a yid. Let us see how stringent the mitzvah of mila is in relation to other mitzvahs. as we know, the Maase Rashi tells us, he was in the Malin, and the Malach came to swallow him half down and half up. Fine. When it comes to the other mitzvahs of the Torah, we have three covenants that were three packs that were made in regards to every mitzvah. Shnei Eilu, we have Bishas Shetziv Hashem Esmeishet Chazas Bnei Yisrael Beretz Moed Mlad. Bishas Shakaros Eitam Bachayiv. Hashemi Maat Mitzavim LaAvrich BeBrisa Hashem LeKecha. How do you show us Brisas? So to conclude, we see that there were three times Yidden entered into a Bris, into a covenant to keep the Torah. So if every mitzvah we have three Brisas. Val Hamilo, when it comes to the Bris Milo, Nichrusu Shlosh Esrei Brisas. And Avraham Avinu, there were 13 Brisas that were enacted with Avraham. Etam Brisa Beinu Beinacha. Anihine brisa itoch, hakemeses brisa benu benecho, brisa eilam es brisa sishmeid, zes brisa vahilo is brisa, vahisa brisa, brisa eilam es brisa heifa, kemeses brisa itoi, brisa eilam es brisa akim es ischak, brich rachmano in the sign. Nigma sefer sheni bez vashake, minim prakim shal sefer zeh, shishav 46 prakim, hichus kishmar, ba prakim, hichus tefila, chamisha asa prakim, hichus fin muzuz, sefer teira, sara prakim, hichus tzitza, shleisha prakim, hichus brachis, achus prakim, hichus mila, shleisha prakim.